This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump sought to reassure Americans Saturday that his administration is working to fight the coronavirus outbreak, including ramping up the manufacture of protective gear. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
In a now daily appearance in the White House briefing room, the president said it's a time of shared national sacrifice.
We're all one beautiful big American family.
Which will celebrate a great victory in the not-so-distant future. Amid his optimism, New Jersey's Phil Murphy became the latest governor ordering residents to stay home. He's urging other states to keep the virus from going across their borders.
It becomes even more vital that we all speak with one voice.
As the president spoke, flights to New York City area airports were suspended for about a half hour due to virus-related staffing issues at an air traffic control center. The Senate, meantime, is in a rare weekend session, racing toward a mammoth economic stimulus bill.
And I think we're getting very close.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As Sagar mentioned, negotiations are underway between the House and the Senate and the White House, as top-level talks were held on a ballooning $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package for the U.S. economy. The Senate convened the rare weekend session with the aim of drafting the package Saturday, holding an initial vote Sunday, and then winning Senate passage on Monday. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the talks are making progress.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin several times, as well as President Trump, to keep them apprised as we continue to work through a number of issues.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin began the negotiations with McConnell, Senate Democratic Leader Schumer, and senators from both parties, using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.